Michelle, if you would please call the roll.
Councilmember Hadler?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Councilmember Longacre?
Thank you. Okay, on the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claim, and payroll summary. I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda, minutes of the May 12th meeting, claims and payroll summaries.
And second, please.
I second the motion for the minutes of last meeting, claims and payroll summary.
Thank you. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you. The consent agenda is approved. I'll let everybody know with the police department, we are the officer that we have made the offer to turned us down, and then we also got a resignation from Officer Kurt. So we're down.
Hit.
Or hit.
Yeah.
Oh. Scary.
You didn't tell me that.
So we're down two officers.
Oh my.
Pass the bottle real quick.
Make sure everybody's awake.
So, Cammy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. You guys have my report. I actually really have nothing else to add.
It's fine. Thank you for doing that on the very bottom.
You're welcome.
The safety and I appreciate it.
Council meeting so you guys are aware.
Yep. So thank you for
just kind of give you guys a heads up. Yeah.
Questions or comments? Okay, thank you for you. Michelle.
So I thought you had a report, but you don't. It's right here. Last Thursday, and I just never sent it to anybody. So it was a nice and quiet couple of weeks. You will probably see in the mayor's report, or maybe in Pat's report, I helped to look at a temporary seasonal employment issue, draft some language for a letter on that, looked at issues regarding dust control and dead animals for the mayor, on another citizen inquiry. And the big thing was looking at the changes to the collective bargaining agreements and talking with the mayor on all of those types of issues. So that's what I've been keeping busy with the last couple of weeks. Nothing new on our two remaining litigation items, so not a whole lot to report.
Questions? Okay.
Okay.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Pat.
Lord Mayor, you have my written report. Control was here Monday and Tuesday, and the hawk rep was here Tuesday and set up all the equipment. There's three analyzers and a level detector for the other side of the third wall. Of the three analyzers, when we left on that Tuesday, two of them were working, one was not. He came back in Friday and thought it was the pump inside there, so he took one out of the other ones and tried it in the one that wasn't working, so now we have two of them, the ones that are not working yet. Just we only got one, which we got our original chlorine analyzer still running, and that's what we're reading about. We've been in contact with DEQ, okay, this is, it's a mechanical issue, it's not our issue, we're sampling, individually by hand and stuff, so you can do that every 4 hours, so we're still in compliance and everything. They said they'll get us the pump, put them in, and if we have issues, we'll call them and see what else is going on. I figured we could try to put them in as horseshoes and plug them in, so it's not that complicated. we'll find out if it works or not. In control, still working on getting all the data set up so it records it all to go off to DEQ. We will have a meeting on tomorrow at 11 o'clock for pre-construction on our streets and water project that we're doing on Chisholm. Once we have that, we'll have a finalized schedule for them guys, and we'll get that out on the website and everywhere so everybody will know what's going on, what's supposed to happen. It might change a day or two here and there, but it will be pretty much set in concrete, I think, so that'll give us something to go off of anyway, so we can start telling people, you know, I'll be in your area in July or whatever it's going to be. So, like I said, I don't see any issues. You know, they're expecting to start the 8th. I don't know if that's mobilization in that week or if that's actually physical working that week, but that's what I've been told. So, just trying to get ahead of everything else. If you got any questions for me.
Questions of Pat?
Comment. I know you're on top of it, but we're going to have this big veterans thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a couple of flags.
I got new flags. Yep. I just don't want to put them up yet.
Because
of the weather. I mean, the wind, it just eats them up. So.
Yeah, and I know you and I talked, and I knew you're on top of it.
Yep.
But I was hoping Chief Reed would be here, and maybe you talked to him there, but their flag is shot. So their American flag down at the fire hall, it's bad.
We have them here.
Yep, it's bad. So,
yeah. Okay. I got all the services, you know, our supposed services. They're ordered, they're here already, and just waiting to put them up.
Thank you for doing that.
I'm looking maybe to get ahead of the after service.
Sure. No, I understand.
Because of knowing our luck, we'll get an 80-mile-an-hour wind at the end.
Yep. I didn't know who saw Chief Rita or Ethan or whatever, but
he was here today.
He was here this morning. Yeah. So
we just they're just not noticing that it's a shot.
Yeah. I can text him.
I'll see him in a few minutes. So.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, he's on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions, Pat? Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Mayor and council members, I gave you these little sheets that look like this. What they are, they're analytics from our website. And what's spurred me to give those to you is because I was going to report to you tonight that we are now required, fairly new law that was enacted in 2024, called Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG. It is in regards to Americans with disabilities, and it requires that information on websites must be presented in a way that can be understood and used by only one of a person's senses. So in other words, if someone is blind, they have to be able to read our website, so our website has to be compatible with a screen reader, for example. So our website has to use color contrast for people with visual problems, like I said, screen readers compatible, voice command devices compatible, so that if someone has problems using a mouse or can't use a touch screen or a mouse, then you can use a keyboard only or a voice command device to use the keyboard. Our website has to be able to be compatible with those kinds of things. And so the cost for our webmaster to make it compliant so far has cost us $4,800. And now our website, we feel, passes the new requirements, but it is an ongoing and continually changing process. And so even the forms that we post have to be compliant also. So if you've noticed some changes to the website, there are some of the changes we don't necessarily like. We don't think they're as visually appealing as things we like, but we have to do it to make them compliant. So that's what's going on. hoping that'll bring in maybe some extra people. We give them free food. I did email you guys copies of what I do have right now, and I also do have copies available if someone doesn't like to use email or doesn't have a printer and wants me to just have copies available. So that should be an interesting evening. So hopefully we get a lot of participation from our community. So that's all I have to report for tonight.
Questions, Michelle? Good. Thank you, Michelle. On my informational report, there was a funeral and burial at Cold Strip Cemetery Friday with Senator Agnew ceremony. And the cemetery looked fantastic. It, a lot of compliments and good shape. And still got a few things to do to continue the plan with what has been put together by the board, but it was. Had a lot of people, and it was there was a lot of pride there with how that worked for the senator's funeral. So it was great. They did a great job at the memorial service, and so it was a good Friday. On the BNSF, I did have a meeting with Matt Jones and what they're going to do is they're going to participate in Cold Strip Days at the Kids Fishing Day. They're going to provide a $2,000 grant, and they're also going to work with us on some upgrades at the Veterans Park. We don't have the plan put together on that, but I suggested if they wanted to do something, that would be an opportunity for them to do that. So. He's indicated that they would do $5,000, but as soon as we put our plan together, we'll move forward with that. So that's what's going on with BNSF. And the councilmember Dudley, you asked some questions. I said, hey, I'll make you some copies of some of the correspondence that has gone back and forth. If you can follow that, you're really doing good. But there was a lot of activity on it, and the league is still pursuing issues with permitting out in the future with issues that small towns have had, and I'll be involved with that out in the future. So that's where we're at on that. They also indicated one of the things that they will do, I suggested that they also participate with SMDC on any partnership agreements, those types of things that SMDC has put together through the economic group within BNSF, and they indicated that they would get their economic development people in touch with Jim. So that's where that process is. We're working on diversification update with KLJ. That's ongoing. Our negotiations with the bargaining units is also ongoing, and there are some issues that we'll be visiting with, and I haven't had a chance to visit with Michelle or Corey or anybody on some with the matrix system as it's set up. So there's some issues with that, and here's the latest on that. So as soon as I have the opportunity to visit with everybody, I've given everybody the information that Joe gave to me this afternoon, and we'll be going through that, and hopefully can be able to come to the city council at the next council meeting with that agreement. So that's where that's at. We do have a co-board meeting in June, and we talked about the analyzers that we're going to request their participation on those analyzers that we've just installed and we're having issues with. But we do have a request in before the poll board for that. What was that, June
4th, I believe.
June 4th. Okay, and billing. So we'll be going in there and making our request with that funding. And that's what I've got, unless there are any questions that council has of me. So, okay. So this brings us to the public comment participation. Any public comment?
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Jim Atchison with Southeastern Montana Development. And Mayor addressed a couple things already, but I just wanted to kind of give you an update on the BIC. Construction is wrapping up rather quickly, and deadlines are now close to submit receipts and invoices and all of that kind of stuff. So we're scrambling to spend money. So anyway, a lot of it's little stuff, equipment and things like that. So we'll do that. But we did have a video team here last week. We're getting a lot of interest in the BIC nationwide, especially in Montana, because it's a coal community and there's a lot of activity in this coal community, which is unfortunately not the same around a lot of coal communities in the country. So we're getting a lot of attention. And one of the, this is the second video team that came out. The first one was from Montana. The second one last week was from the U.S. Department of Energy. And they're getting ready to film success stories for the North Plains Connector Project, which is the transmission line. And it's going to start in Colstrip and go 420-some miles into Bismarck, North Dakota. So when they have this massive grant that they're going to give to the state of Montana, who in turn will give that to Grid United to help build it, the physical construction of the part of it, it's going to be a big deal. And it started in Biden administration, will be finished up with the Trump administration. So that's very unusual because, you know, usually they don't follow or inherit other people's applications and stuff from administration to administration. So it's very positive. Transmission is obviously a huge thing with our grid. And the Trump administration has recognized that this is a very important to move the two grids together and to open up some other interconnection ties to for national security, military, just commerce and industry in general. So that video team was here last week, did a great job, and probably we'll see it probably in a year from now. We'll see when they actually announce the grant, but that is moving forward rather quickly. I do have a couple other odds and ends there, but I mentioned that already. But I do have, and this will be exciting, I think I'll give this maybe to Michelle, but I do have the third reimbursement, which has been coming a long time. This is the third one. It's for $627,123.28. So anyway, I guess I'll give this to Michelle right now. And this is the third of probably four. Julie and I and my team will be submitting a fourth and final invoice to the EDA here, probably this weekend, because we want to get all the expenses in there and stuff, and hopefully that will wrap up most of the big ticket items on the construction and things like that. So last week was very busy at the BIC, and as we had the internet installed, it looks like it's working. Insurance is taken care of and a couple other things, so last week was very busy. And even today, they're out there doing some work on the concrete and stuff. And I mentioned the flagpoles again to them. So anyway, so should I pass this around or give it to Michelle? Or I'll pass it around and then, Wayne, you can give it to Michelle.
So. Okay.
That one. Nice. Not
once
me.
Once again, thank you everyone. And we'll be moving out our offices out of the city hall probably in the next 8 to 10 days. So it's been a very enjoyable almost a year already. So, anyway, so thank you.
Did they do all
touch them like that?
Right.
Dog,
thank you, sir.
Not today, but they will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I saw them over there.
Yeah, they're cutting a splice into the concrete so the roof, the rain off the roof can drain off through the sidewalk and the grade over and come into the parking lot and stuff. So it wasn't sitting next to the building. So, very good, positive things they're doing today. 95 degrees. So,
we're glad
to
be back.
Yeah. So, lots of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Uh-huh.
We have no unfinished business. First item of business is a memorandum of understanding for prosecution coverage on conflict cases. This is a memorandum of understanding between the City of Colstrip, Montana, the County of Rosebud County, and Hannah Shops for prosecution coverage on conflict issues. So I will entertain a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding for prosecution's coverage on conflict cases.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we accept the memorandum of support or whatever.
Wait, what?
So the Shanahan's and I think it's White can share duties if there's a conflict.
And second, please.
I'll second it.
We'll move to the second discussion. Comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Well, thank you. So we'll sign that agreement. Everybody copies.
I'll let Hannah know.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other business that needs to come before the attention of the council?